road ahead now. Accidents working at 5th and Broadway and 6th and Ashland. North-south heavy traffic. Northbound expressway traffic backed up from the Watterson to Fern Valley Road. Southbound traffic backed up from Grade Lane to Crittenden Drive. More traffic information upcoming within 10 minutes on WAKY. Good news! You can breathe! With that high pressure system that caused stagnant air out to sea, the winds came today and cleaned out some of this pollution. This afternoon, the Air Pollution Control District canceled their alert for Jefferson County. Pollution is no longer in the dangerous stage, but the folks say that muck can cause some discomfort for the next 12 to 24 hours for those with respiratory ailments. Wayne Hayes lies semi-conscious in an Ohio hospital this afternoon, recovering from an overdose of sleeping pills. Hayes' doctor, Richard Phillips.
He's saying a few words now. He's made some short sentences that make sense. He recognizes his wife. He recognizes his doctor. His recovery should be complete.
Columnist Jack Anderson says Hayes told him that he would commit suicide to spare his wife any grief that his wife had left him. Hayes press aide Carol Clausen denying the Anderson account.
And I know that Mrs. Hayes is remaining with her husband throughout.
Meanwhile, another congressman is named today in a sex scandal. Colleen Gardner says Texas lawmaker John Young hired her strictly for sex and that her pay depended on how much pleasure she gave Young. Young won't say if he's had an affair with Gardner, but he does say that she was not hired for sex.
That type. She does file. She does
answer her phone.
She can answer her phone. Yeah. Apparently he's been doing quite a bit of it lately.
It's 87 degrees at 4:53. Karen Ann will get food. I'm Bill Graham. Details on that story in a minute.
I needed that.
The New Jersey Attorney General yesterday said that the state Supreme Court right to die decision could mean that Karen Ann Quinlan could be allowed to starve to death. But today, Karen's mother, Julia, says that her daughter will continue to get food and antibiotic treatment.
Having her removed from the respirator was really what we asked for in the court, so that she could breathe on her own, whether it would be a week, 10 weeks, 5 years, or what. As long as she is breathing on her own in her natural state, that's what we asked for.
Also today, the nursing home said Karen would not be reconnected to a life support system should her condition falter. Good and bad economic news today. The unemployment rate in the metro area dropped from 7.8 to 7.2% in May. That means 3,000 more of you are working. Word today that the total assessed value of property in the city and county is going up this year by $62 million in the city, $367 million in the county. That, of course, means higher taxes for you. The scene, Floyd and Walnut, the first of 95 curves in the downtown area cut. Mayor Harvey Sloan took the jackhammer and did the honors that will eventually mean easier getting around for the handicapped.
It'll be tough work all day, I'll tell you, Ralph. It's not easy. It's constant vibrations, heavy. I'll go back to City Hall, do a little desk work.
The project to be completed in August. Police are looking for a black male, 13 to 16 of age. Within the hour, he got away with $600 in an armed robbery at a Mutual window at Churchill Downs. The City County Community Action Agency listing 71 sites for this summer's free lunch program. WAKY listens as CAA Cheryl Page runs down the menu.
Milk, a fruit juice, some kind of meat and bread. There'll be a variety of things.
The program for the metro area's underprivileged is an extension of the free lunch program. Next Friday, there's going to be a news conference in Washington. The decision on reopening the Scotia coal mine near Oven Fork to be given. Word from state and federal mine officials is that the government's plan to reopen the mine differs from the Scotia's plan. The Louisville Motorcycle Club's ride against hemophilia starts at noon. That's Sunday at Cox Park. Any cyclist wishing to participate should register at the park. That's noon Sunday. The state Supreme Court today overruled a Jefferson Circuit Court. Today's ruling says that new law that outlaws private bail bonding is legal and constitutional. At WAKY, it's 4:56.
There's nothing quite like the feeling of buying a house.
Hello, Home Credit Company. Listen,
Kiwanis Club's monthly paper drive this weekend. Vans located in the mall, Indian Trail, Dixie Manor, and the Bashford Manor shopping centers. The WAKY forecast for Kentucky and Indiana. That air pollution alert has been canceled. Fair nights, hazy and hot days. Low tonight, 65. High Saturday, 89. Central Kentucky, you have 86 degrees. Southern Indiana, 86. WAKY Louisville on the River City Mall, it's 87. I'm Bill Graham, and now from Wacky, the great entertainer, here's Johnny Randolph.
Thank you, Bill. There it is, 5 o'clock.
This is the hour we count down the top five at five. We're at number five for you in just a minute.
It's 11:40. Georgia police have somewhat of a corny problem. In the past 6 months, four people have died after drinking some moonshine. Health experts in Atlanta say the moonshiner tossed an old car battery into his mesh, poisoning that home brew with lead. Now, you would think that the families of the dead would help police catch the mountain person that's responsible for the deaths. That may be what you'd think, but in reality, the families aren't lending any help in leading police to the acidic sill. Negotiators for the Jefferson County Teachers Association and the school board are meeting right now, continuing their work on next year's school calendar. WAKY is told that the only item of business blocking an agreement is a date for the beginning of school. Some school officials want to start August 14 to prepare for the days that may be canceled because of the winter weather. It's 72 degrees at 11:41. Meteorologist Steve Horstmeyer says we're going to have some rain coming this afternoon.
Richard Dreyfuss will be there.
896-4492 or 361-9258. This announcement paid for by the United States Army.
County Judge Mitch McConnell has an alternative to the county government reorganization called for in that referendum that's going to be on the November general election ballot.
The alternative which we're proposing is a constitutional amendment which would be passed first by the General Assembly in 1980 and then be submitted to the voters of Kentucky, which would provide for a fiscal court composed of 7 members elected by district and 4 at large.
The referendum would approve elevating magistrates elected last year to decision-making commissioners. McConnell says those magistrates were elected without public scrutiny of their decision-making ability. While the general election is something of the future, the cast for that November play is being decided today. This is primary election day, and with only 2 or 3 contested races on the ballot, the turnout is light. County Clerk Bremer Earler expected that.
Our absentee ballots are a lot less than we usually have. You know, in a presidential election, we'll have as many as 5,000. We have just about 124 of them during this election, so you can see it. It's apparently going to be a light turnout.
Voters in Jefferson County are selecting party nominees for the U.S. Senate and party candidates for the 3rd and 4th congressional districts. Italian police have discovered a Red Brigade's hideout in the town of Ostia near Rome. Authorities say no one was in the hideout, but they discovered what they called significant material connected to the terrorist who killed Aldo Moro. For the past 8 months, senators and representatives have put out a lot of energy to try to get a compromise on President Carter's energy bill. They think they've resolved the problems of natural gas pricing. We'll know this afternoon. A vote on a compromise solution will be taken. Gary King and the Four Seasons next on WAKY. Beach Bend Park in Bowling Green. The Newburgh Christian Church holding a yard sale this Friday from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. at the church on Poplar Level Road. Kentuckiana weather from WAKY Instant Weather Service meteorologist Steve Horstmeyer. Increasing cloudiness for this afternoon with showers and thundershowers. High today 77. Overnight showers and thundershowers continuing, a low of 63. For tomorrow, the showers ending in the morning, becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon, a high of 83. WAKY on the River City Mall at 72 degrees. Bill Graham, WAKY News.
It's 7:35, 25 minutes before 8 o'clock, Blackie time. Let's see if Bill has anything for us. Billy?
At 7:35, WAKY takes a look at the road ahead, a service of the 9 pot shots, where you can get 24 10-ounce soft drinks for only $2.79 with deposit. We have an accident now, 22nd and Broadway. We remain heavy in Okolona on the Outer Loop and on Fern Valley Road between Preston and I-65. Westbound on the Watterson, you tighten up as you come up the Newburgh Road hill. A slight delay on Poplar Level around Indian Trail, and on Newburgh northbound, we're heavy from Bashford Manor to the Watterson. Coming in from the east end, our traffic volume's increasing now on I-64, starting at Cannons Lane on through the tunnel area. Today's that deadline given the Metropolitan Sewer District by the Environmental Protection Agency to get secondary treatment of sewage underway. And MSD's John Tierney tells WAKY the deadline has been met.
We're treating everything with primary treatment right now, Bill. I think the last I heard we had about 40 million gallons going through the secondary system. And we're hoping to get that up further in the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Tierney tells WAKY that EPA officials are pleased with the steps taken and the pace of the work by MSD. The school board today will discuss that suggested plan to move the traditional middle school from Mayo to Seneca, and the board is expected to look over those six criteria suggested be used to determine which elementary schools will close next year. An emergency committee of the Belgian government will meet today to decide whether to continue rescue operations in Zaire. Thousands of refugees have already arrived into Brussels, Belgium. In Peru, a nationwide strike has been called by unions. It's all to protest price hikes and military rule. A tractor trailer remains on I-71 near LaGrange, but State Police Dispatcher Milton Aldridge tells WAKY that one northbound lane is open.
One lane in that area, however, earlier we had blocked the whole area off.
The chemicals leaking from the semi are not toxic and present no danger at the present time. In sports, the Reds split their twin bill with the Padres yesterday, winning the opener 7-2 and then winning the nightcap behind Tom Seaver 1-0. Seattle defeats Washington 106-102 and wins the first game in the NBA Championship Series. WAKY meteorologist Steve Horstmeyer says increasing cloudiness today with a high of 76. Overnight cloudy, showers and thundershowers, a low of 59. And for tomorrow, showers and thundershowers will end in the afternoon, a high of 79. At WAKY in the River City Mall, it's 53 degrees at 737.
19 minutes, you have the 6 at Wacky, and here's William W. Graham.
Good morning. Even though Jefferson County schools are desegregated, the individual classes in the schools are far from that. That's the bottom line of a report filed in federal court by school officials. Of the 8,840 classes in the 24 high schools, 722 are all white, and 1,691 are 90% white. That report comes 10 days before federal judge James Gordon holds a hearing on whether he should step down in the desegregation case. The Carter administration's proposal to sell jet fighters to the Middle East is on following the Senate's rejection of an attempt to block that sale. Senator George McGovern voted for that sale.
What it does represent for the first time is an indication on our part that we not only want to preserve our relationship with Israel, but we want to have some influence in encouraging the moderate Arab states in the Middle East.
Opponents warn it could mean an end to 3 decades of a special U.S.-Israeli friendship. The Jeffersontown City Council last night approved a 0.25% occupational tax. The tax on people working in J-Town begins next year. It's going to generate $300,000 to $400,000. The money will be used for increased police protection and road maintenance. The owners of Theater X in Clarksville have pleaded guilty to operating unlawfully. The guilty plea by American Films Limited was to charges that the company failed to file proper business ownership papers with the Clark County Recorder's Office. Once American Films Limited files corrected ownership papers, Clark County Prosecutor Dan Donahue will file obscenity charges against the drive-in movie theater. Donahue has tried to file those charges in the past, but couldn't identify the owners of Theater X. The Metropolitan Sewer District asking the Environmental Protection Agency to conduct blood tests on 15 workers assigned to the cleanup of the Broadway sewer line. That request is simply to spot potential health problems as soon as they occur. The workers will be clearing the section of the sewer system that was contaminated last year by toxic chemicals. Kentuckiana weather, here's meteorologist Ken Torrey.
Forecast for the WAKY listening area, cloudy and cool for today with a high of 64 late this afternoon, and overnight cloudy and mild with a low of 51. During the day tomorrow, skies will finally become partly cloudy late in the afternoon, and temperatures will be somewhat warmer, a high of 70 degrees.
Our long-range outlook for the weekend, more showers for Friday night, Saturday, most likely continuing into Sunday. It's 51 degrees at 621.